The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast, because I would never do that to you guys. It is a Finish Strong Friday, a Picks Friday, a Winners Friday, a New Year's Friday, presented by DraftKings. We love winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
That's really the key right there, Mike Singletary. Thank you. Brian and I love all of you. We make that very clear, Thanksgiving, Christmas, etc. And whatever holiday you celebrate, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, doesn't matter to us. We love all of you. But those of you that go the extra mile, like Gregory Freeman, as a quote tweet, you're the spread the word winner. And I'm going to get you. I think Gregory Freeman quote tweeted and even said something like hoping this will get me a signed card. Well, guess what, Gregory Freeman? It just did. It just did. Email me, ross@rostucker.com. I love it. Ask and you shall receive, buddy. It's not very hard. There aren't that many people that actually try to win these contests. @RossTuckerNFL, @RossTuckerPod. Then how about our sponsor confirmation email winner, Pranav Kothari. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly, Pranav. Pranav Kothari sent me a picture with the Crocs he bought. How cool is that? I mean, that is awesome. I love it. You don't even have like a receipt or anything. Just, hey, I finally gave in. You've been talking about Crocs so much, I bought them. Hey, Pranav, don't knock it until you croc it. They're awesome. Great job by you. Let me know what you want. Press pass, picture, card, ross@rostucker.com. And then the YouTube shout out, which more and more people, even if they win something else, they want the YouTube shout out, the cameo style shout out that people pay for on Cameo. Jason Miller. I saw it, Jay. I saw you have the new subscription. By the way, you're not really subscribing. If you're not familiar with youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL, you just hit the thumbs up button. It's pretty easy. youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Congratulations. Let me know who you want the shout out for. It's Big Show time.
The Big Show.
Good morning, Ross. Since no Tux takes yesterday because of my travel schedule, and since there was no game yesterday, let's do that as the Big Show. And we'll start with the latest guys going on and off the COVID list.
Well, so as we detailed on Wednesday's show, there is a new policy now in the NFL that they got from the CDC, where basically, as far as I can tell, you're good to go 5 days after you test positive. So if you are, now I guess if you don't have symptoms, or you're not even actually, you don't have to test negative, and your symptoms just have to be improving. So what that means is, if you tested positive on a Tuesday, like Carson Wentz, then you're out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is the day you can come back on the fifth day after your positive test day. So anybody that tested positive Wednesday or later, they are out for this week. They can't get back in time. Panthers D-end Hassan Reddick. Raiders tight end Darren Waller, who hadn't been playing anyway. And then Cardinals left tackle DJ Humphreys, which is a bad guy to lose before you're playing the Dallas Cowboys and you're still trying to fight for that division title if you're a Cardinals fan. Meanwhile, about a million dudes, Bri, have come off the COVID list. Like, I'm not even about to try to go through there and tell you all the guys that have actually come off the list. You can look it up if you're a fan of your team, because it's a crazy, crazy amount. Just know a lot of dudes have come off the COVID list.
Tux takes.
The Ravers, how about the Ravens? They signed Patrick McCary to a 3-year extension.
Really happy for him, man. Really happy for him. I think he was a late round pick. He's more of like a center guard type. They had to kick him out the tackle this year because of their injuries. And guess what? He got it done. He wears number 65. His body type actually kind of looks like mine did. He's similar to me in that he's a guy that can play every position. Center, 6'4", 308. That's about what I was. He's from California, played at Cal, but he's played all three positions. It's awesome. Number 60, dude, this guy is me. This guy has a lot of similarities to me. That's awesome. Except, you know what? He just got a sweet deal, and he was born in 1997, 3 or 4 months after I graduated from high school. Gosh, I am so old. Anyway, congratulations, Patrick. That is amazing. Ryan Mins, who does the Ravens website, he even tagged me on Patrick's picture. Ryan Mink, I should say. Pretty awesome, because he had like a mechanic shirt on with his name on it. Very, very cool.
Tux takes.
And finally, before we get to the picks for this week, let's talk about the Pro Football Hall of Fame. They announced their 15 finalists for this year.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, the thing that I would say, Bri, is when you look at it, okay, there's not like a guy on there that you think he doesn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. Jared Allen, Willie Anderson, Rondé Barber, Tony Boselli, Leroy Butler, Devin Hester, Torrey Holt, Andre Johnson, Sam Mills, Richard Seymour, Zach Thomas, DeMarcus Ware, Reggie Wayne, Patrick Willis, Bryant Young. They're all deserving. They're all deserving. Now, I've said it before. You know, it's the fourth year that Richard Seymour is a finalist, the sixth year for Boselli. Those are the guys I actually feel the strongest about. You know, I think Tony Boselli is one of the best offensive linemen that's ever lived. And career got cut a little short because of the injuries. But, I mean, if Terrell Davis is in, Boselli should be in. And then Richard Seymour was simply the best defensive lineman I ever played against. So let's hope those guys get in. They very, very much deserve it. Let's hope some of you take advantage of the free Fix Finder service at AutoZone, where you can troubleshoot more dashboard lights, including your check engine light, ABS light, and service interval light. They'll give you possible solutions for your lights, all backed by verified technicians. Love the full results in a detailed Fix Finder report straight to your email, so you have all the information you need to take on the fix. And if you need a bit of help from a repair shop, AutoZone will even refer you to a nearby shop you can trust. You can only find it at AutoZone. So the next time your dashboard lights pay you a visit, just get in the zone, AutoZone.
Want to know which team is going to win every single game on Sunday? Then listen up.
Let's start with the Philadelphia Eagles at the Washington football team.
Right. I like the Eagles to win the game. I do, those of you that listen, however, to the Even Money podcast, you could probably tell, I do think that it's going to be a close game. I think the betting line is pretty much right on. I think it's a field goal game. You know, Washington got even more guys back off of the COVID list, like Cole Holcomb, Brandon Scherff, Cam Curl. They still have some hope at a playoff berth. And the biggest thing to me is I have a lot of faith in Ron Rivera and some of the leaders of that team, like Jonathan Allen. I know he got in a fight with Deron Payne. Didn't really bother me, to be honest with you. I just got a lot of faith in those guys to bounce back from an embarrassing performance. I don't think it's good, quite frankly, for the Eagles that the Washington football team got blown out by the Cowboys that night, Sunday night, because I think Washington's going to come back and play very well. I'll go Eagles 23-20.
All right, LA Rams at Baltimore Ravens.
So, Lamar Jackson did not practice yesterday. Not a big surprise after you saw the video of how bad he looked at Wednesday's practice. I think the Ravens probably just thought, what are we even doing here? I mean, what are we trying to do here? So they moved on from him, which makes sense. And I think it'll be Tyler Huntley, who came off the COVID list, that'll start. Honestly, Tyler Huntley was playing well before that. I think this is an awesome game as well. I'm going to go with the Rams. I still think the Ravens are a little bit too beat up for this one. And I think the Rams understand what's at stake in terms of the NFC West. I think it's a good game. I really do. I think it's like 27-24 Rams. But I don't think Stafford's going to have back-to-back bad games. And obviously, this Ravens secondary can be had.
Tampa Bay Bucks at the New York Jets.
Taking the Bucks for all the reasons you already know. If any of you are somehow still in a survivor pool, the Bucks are a pretty good choice. They're not losing this game. There's some other good choices as well, but they're not losing this game. Give me the Bucks for all the reasons you all already know. Bucks 31, Jets 17.
Miami Dolphins, Tennessee Titans.
Miami Dolphins. So kind of going back and forth on this one, but the Titans getting the left side of their O-line back, the Dolphins playing Monday night. I think it's the Titans' turn. I think the Titans are going to win a close game. But honestly, I could flip a coin on this one. But I do think, I guess I have a little bit more faith in the Titans in close games than the Dolphins. Just feel like they've been in more close late games than the Dolphins have. So I'll take the Titans to win like 20-17. Not a lot of points, but another really good Sunday 1 o'clock game that I am fired up about.
Jacksonville Jaguars are at the New England Patriots.
Yeah, they are. Patriots, again, all the reasons you already know. Probably a very good survivor pick if you still need one, because I think that the Patriots will win this game going away. I'm not sure it's even close. The Jags are kind of a mess at this point, and the Patriots need a bounce back win. I think they get a bounce back win. I guess go ahead and lock them up, Bri, if you haven't locked anybody else up yet this week and you're still in a competition.
Your survivor / knockout / whatever you call it, pick of the week.
The Las Vegas Raiders at the Indianapolis Colts.
So we all believe, and it feels like, Carson Wentz will come off of the COVID list on Sunday and be able to play in this game. I guess he'll have to fly separately. Fly private to the game, I suppose, because he's not allowed to be around his teammates until Sunday. So get on Air Ursay from Indy to Vegas, play in the game. I mean, look, I don't know. He's not vaccinated, so I don't know what the impacts are of the symptoms on him. You know, I don't know that any of us know that. And frankly, you don't know it even if you are vaccinated, what the symptoms are on somebody, or how he'll react to no practice at all this week. And then none of us really know what his symptoms are. So I'll take the Colts, but I don't feel good about it at all. Not at all. And it also kind of feels like they've had a good run here, but they might be due for a loss. I am surprised they are this big of a favorite. I think it's a really close game. I'm going to say 20 to 17. I think it's lower scoring too. 20 to 17 Colts.
Chiefs, Bengals.
Just an awesome game. Just an absolutely awesome game. I've gone back and forth on this one a lot. Ultimately, it comes down to two things for me. Number one, I feel like the Chiefs are playing a little bit better than the Bengals. And number two, I still have more faith in a close game at the end in Andy Reid and Pollard about going with them and letting the doggies out. Going with them is my upset pick, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go 23-20. The Chiefs win on a game-winning field goal.
The New York Giants at the Chicago Bears.
I'll go Bears. This is bad. I don't even know who's starting at quarterback for the Bears. I don't even know. I think it's Nick Foles. Sorry, everybody that's invested in this game. I think it's Nick Foles. I really have not seen. I think Dalton came off the list. I don't even know. That's bad. You know what's even worse? No matter who it is, I'm still going to pick the Bears. Giants fans, you should think about what this means about your football team. It could be one of three human beings starting at quarterback for the Chicago Bears. I don't know which one it is. I'm still picking the Bears to win. I think if they had Foles, I'd actually pick them to score a little more points. I don't know. I'll go Giants defense, though, comes to play. 20-13, the Bears.
Atlanta's at Buffalo.
So I like the Bills, but if you listen to the Even Money podcast, you know I think it's way, way too many points that the Bills are giving up for the point spread for those of you that are inclined. I think the Bills win by 7 or 10, but that was a really emotional win for them on Sunday against the Patriots. Josh Allen played out of his mind, biggest win in a long time for them. Now to come back, you're kind of playing the Falcons. I think they'll win, but I think it'll be a sluggish start for the Bills, and I think that they'll either have to pull away late or Matty Ice will get a touchdown late for the Falcons. But this feels like 27-20 to me. 27-20 Bills.
Houston Texans at the San Francisco 49ers.
So nobody, and I mean nobody, thinks that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to play. Now, I was very tempted to roll with my guy Davis Mills and the Houston Texans with a huge upset. I'm not going to do it. I think Trey Lance is pretty talented. I think Trey Lance and the Niners win the game. I think his legs are a big factor, but I think it's a close game, and I think it's a fun game, and I think it ends up being 24-20. Niners win a close game. Close, good game, but the Niners ultimately get it done.
Next game, we've got the Broncos at the LA Chargers.
You know what, though, Brian? With all these games, you have to think about some of these deals they have for you at DraftKings Sportsbook right now. It's absolutely crazy. Think about this. New customers can bet just $5 on any football team to win their game. And if they do, you win $200 in free bets. So it could be an NFL game, could be college football bowl game. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code Ross. Bet just $5 on any football team, college or pro, and win $200 in free bets if they're victorious. That's promo code Ross this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Incredible. What was the game, Bri? Chargers, Broncos?
Yep.
What game are you going to be at?
I'm going to get home Saturday night and then drive down to New Orleans for the Panthers and Saints game since they moved that to 425 Eastern.
Got it. Okay. So Chargers, Broncos. I'm going Chargers. I just don't have faith in Drew Lock. Love the guy. Love his personality. Met him at the draft in Nashville. Awesome dude. Really big arm. Talented. Yeah, not taking him over Herbert. Sorry. Nope. Not going to do it. Do you know where that's from, Bri?
Yes, Dana Carvey impersonating the 41st president on Saturday Night Live.
Yes! Bri! Why? First of all, that was an awesome pull by you. Secondly, gives me a lot of joy. A lot of joy when I feel like we're connecting like that and that you're on, you know what I'm talking about. Not going to do it. So anyway, I'm going with the Chargers. Can't pick the Broncos to win that game. Chargers getting some dudes back off of COVID like Mike Williams, Eckler. They win. Lower scoring, 23-17. Go, Chargers, go.
Carolina's at New Orleans.
Yeah, they are, and you're there, Bri. Looking forward to that food report Monday morning. I don't know. Sam Darnold's going to start for the Panthers. Saints should be getting some guys back like Simeon and Taysom Hill. I'll be taking the Saints in that one. Carolina looks to me like a team that very much limping to the finish. And Sean Payton just won't allow that. Sean Payton won't allow his team to limp to the finish. Saints 24, Panthers 17.
Detroit at Seattle.
So very tempted to take Detroit till I found out about this Jared Goff knee injury. How did he hurt his knee while he was on COVID? How did that happen? Like, what is going on? He's on the COVID list and he hurts his knee? That's annoying. It sounds like it's decent chance it's Russell Wilson's last home game as well. You know, he kind of said that unprompted. So let's go Seattle 20. I was going to say 25 just to keep you guys. I'm going to do that. 25-18 just to get weird. Let's get weird. 25-18 Seattle.
Arizona at Dallas.
Well, I mentioned no DJ Humphreys. That's a problem. Randy Gregory, DeMarcus Lawrence, Micah Parsons. Not good, Arizona. I will believe that the Cardinals turn this around when I see it. Greg Cosell pointed out on Wednesday the issues they're having against the blitz. We'll wait till they see maybe the best blitzer in the NFL, Micah freaking Parsons, coming after him. He's one of the only linebackers that can actually chase down Kyler Murray. Cowboys 27, Cardinals 17. Not a lot of faith in the Bird Gang.
Sunday night, Minnesota, Green Bay.
Thielen was put on IR. His season is done for the Vikings. Jair Alexander came off of IR or is activated for the Packers. Doesn't mean he'll necessarily play, though, in this game. He's got that shoulder issue he's still coming back from, but it was their last day. They had to activate him. Hard to imagine the Packers losing a Sunday night home game with home field advantage on the line. I just can't. And getting swept by the Vikings? No. No, no, no. Packers 27, Vikings 24.
And finally, and could be Ben Roethlisberger's final home game, Cleveland Browns at the Pittsburgh Steelers for Monday night.
Yeah, I still think that this betting line is insane. Roethlisberger said he doesn't like to speak indefinites, but it's looking that way, that this would be his last home game. I think that place will be going bananas, as they should be. He's been an unbelievable player. I mean, I think about this. Like, let's say you are 20 years old. No, let's say you're 24 years old, okay? You're born in 1997. Your first Steelers game, perhaps, that you remember when you were seven, Roethlisberger was the quarterback. I mean, that's unbelievable. You think about that. That's all you know your whole life. It's incredible. Steelers are going to win this game. The Steelers have to win this game. It's a bad spot for Cleveland. I'm letting the doggies out to finish this thing strong. 20-17 Steelers. Let them out, Bry.
Ross's underdog of the week. Let the dogs
out. All right, let's give some shout outs to the folks like at Pizza Boy Brewing, my buddy Al Kaminsky. Been a while since I got a chance to get over there. I need to get over there. Absolutely delicious. The beer, the food, it's amazing. Shout out to Al and all the guys over at Pizza Boy Brewing and ladies. Sporticulture. I think we're going to have some Sporticulture offers in the spring, perhaps. They've got some tremendous opportunities. Then Vision Comics with an X. If you're into comics, there's no better place. HumanHeadNYC.com. What a cool gift if you're into vinyl records. And then SteakhouseSports.com. Chris Aronchek. Look, it's there's only a few more weeks to play. That is a cool contest he's got set up over there. Other than that, enjoy the college football playoff games today and all the bowl games tomorrow. I don't have a game this weekend, but next weekend I got the FCS championship on Saturday in Frisco. Looking forward to that. And, you know, I say this for the holidays and Thanksgiving. I hope you guys have an awesome 2022. Remember what matters in life. Your family. That's what matters. Family, friends, quality time. Think about how you spend your free time. It's more valuable than any dollar could ever be. Nobody ever wishes they had more money when they're on their deathbed. They wish they had more quality time with family and friends. Think about that with every decision that you make. It's about quality time and how you spend it. By far, our most precious resource. I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mentioned DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.